I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, we've all been there before. You wake up, you got a pain in your gut. What do? You Google symptoms and find out what? You're going to probably die in 4 months?
They all end in death. Why is that? My eye itches. Oh, you're going to die today.
Or some horrible disease you've never heard of, and you start, you know, going to WebMD to find out what that disease is all about, and you're going, oh my, what a terrible way to go.
1,000%.
Well, now a study says maybe it's not a bad idea to Google your symptoms before you go to a doctor. Researchers from Brigham Women's Hospital in Harvard have found that people were slightly better at diagnosing their health conditions correctly after performing an internet search, and showed no difference in their ability to decide how urgently they needed to seek help, nor a change in their anxiety level after doing so.
Don't tell me this.
The anxiety level thing, I'm not buying, because your anxiety level goes through the freaking roof.
Absolutely.
When you jump on Google and start.
It goes to 11. Okay, what did you just do to me? Can open, worms everywhere. Why would you even tell me this? No, because I already do this. And then I go down the rabbit hole of every single time I'm going to die tomorrow. That's not a good idea. People don't do this. Don't listen to Rocky. He's crazy.
It's one thing. This isn't my study, so I'm off the hook. It's one thing to maybe do a little research and do your homework before you go to a doctor. But like every time you feel some weird pain, to jump on Google and start figuring out, it could be this. It could be your small intestine. It could be your brain's going to blow up. It could be.
You should know your body, too. Don't you think that's the thing? Like, our bodies are weird machines, and all of us are individuals. So the fact that we can go to a WebMD and we're all painted with the same brush is very scary to me.
Yeah.
I still do it. But we shouldn't be all painted with that brush, because your symptoms, if you have the same thing I have symptom-wise, they're going to be very different things. I just know that.
With me, it's, you know, what I ate for dinner last night.
There you go.
Most cases.
And with me, it's just psychosomatic, and I'm nuts.